Levels of maturity. The advances made in supply chain management are generally reflected in each supply chain's development. Experts in the field agree that there are typically between 4 and 5 stages in this development. The various stages can go by many names. We'll use a 5-stage model of supply chain management evolution. Stage 1, multiple dysfunction. Stage 2, semifunctional enterprise. Stage 3, integrated enterprise. Stage 4, extended enterprise. Stage 5, orchestrated supply chain. Many organizations made these leaps over time as technology and cultures progressed. However, an organization in a particular industry may have been sheltered from some of these changes and may be less advanced than another. Also, some small and mid-sized organizations may be at a lower level than their larger peers due to a lack of resources for improvements. While organizations that are still in the first two of these stages are more likely to be struggling to compete, they may be small enough or otherwise sheltered enough to continue operating indefinitely at these levels. Finally, an organization might believe it is in the highest stage, but could actually have slipped down a notch through complacency. Therefore, these stages can also be seen as being relative to the capabilities of competing chains. Some enterprises are likely to exhibit behaviors from 2 or more phases of maturity, as this is an evolution, not a specific end state. Note that moving between levels is difficult and requires overcoming significant integration challenges and cultural resistance. However, if achieved, the new level of integration will be difficult for competitors to replicate without going through a similar process themselves. Stage 1, multiple dysfunction. Exhibit 1-12 shows a supply chain that lacks clear, coordinated information flows or relationships among potential partners, internal definitions or goals, or external links, except transactions. Exhibit 1-12, multiple dysfunction. This is a reactive supply chain. It fulfills demand, but without much cost concern, and supply chain activities are perceived as a cost center. It needs few connectivity technologies and capital assets to respond to demand. Stage 2, semifunctional enterprise. Exhibit 1-13 shows a semifunctional enterprise. Information flow has been improved and functional areas are defined, but they tend to perform their functions sequentially without collaborating on effective ways to create value. There are no supplier or customer partnerships. Exhibit 1-13, semifunctional enterprise. This is a reactive, efficient supply chain. It supports competitive positioning as an efficient, low-cost, and integrated unit. It focuses efficiency and cost management on the total delivered cost of finished goods. It uses connectivity technology and equipment to automate, reduce labor costs, improve capacity, and raise throughput. While some or all functions engage in initiatives designed to increase efficiency within silos, there is little or no overlap in decision-making among functional areas. Improvements within separate areas are suboptimal or are not extended to other areas. In this stage, some functions may be automated, but new software in one department may be incompatible with software in other areas. Mergers and acquisitions can also result in incompatible systems. Stage 3. Integrated enterprise. In the third stage of supply chain evolution, the individual company begins to focus on company-wide business processes rather than compartmentalized functions. This is an organization that has achieved operational excellence, the basics. Milestones of this phase include better cross-functional integration of ERP software, along with cross-functional communication and training, centrally located and easily accessible databases and files, and periodic sales and operations planning meetings, as shown in Exhibit 1-14. Exhibit 1-14, Integrated Enterprise. This is a proactive, efficient supply chain. It proposes new raw materials or product designs to lower complexity and costs. It instigates changes to product designs for greater efficiencies. It invests in integrated information systems for sharing of information across functions. Cross-functional approaches are implemented, such as in place of traditional silo production planning, companies institute sales and operations planning, SNOP. At this point, a nucleus company and influential supply chain party that can drive changes may start integrating with external parties through a third-party logistics provider. Stage 4, extended enterprise. The hallmark of the extended enterprise stage is the decision to extend at least one business process beyond the corporate boundary. This could be collaborating on planning, design, replenishment, logistics, or another business process with one of the company's suppliers or customers. Exhibit 1-15 shows how the supply chain has changed. Exhibit 1-15, Extended Enterprise. This is a strategic driver supply chain. Management has developed a significant level of sophistication. The supply chain contributes to the organization's overall strategy. Strategic modeling is used. Demand generation and fulfillment are fully integrated. Forecasting, planning, and replenishment are fully integrated and visible. Technology improvements, knowledge, and real-time information are shared with partners. What is unique to this stage is the following. There is an initial exploratory collaboration between, say, a manufacturer and one component supplier, or a retailer and one supplier of finished goods. If successful, it can lead to a more fully networked relationship or additional relationships. Technology extends the extended enterprise to move faster in response to market changes and to operate with broader scope than in stage 3. ERP is able to link the entire internal supply chain together on one platform. Digitization becomes more common and partners synchronize their ERP systems across corporate boundaries so they can share data and efficiently collaborate. In stage 4, there are advances in e-commerce such as interactive sites where customers can order products and services, track their shipment, and communicate with customer service immediately. Business-to-business e-commerce features competition among whole supply chains. Cooperation among companies is integral to competition among supply chains. Stage 5. Orchestrated supply chain. The orchestrated supply chain level is often expressed as the supply chain digital transformation. In Europe, it is called Industry 4.0. This stage is all about realizing the benefits of all of the individual improvements in the different parts of the supply chain and inventing new business models. More so than any of the prior stages, this stage is relative to the capabilities of competing supply chains. A supply chain is truly in this stage only when it realizes an actual competitive advantage from becoming better orchestrated than its competitors. Orchestration requires more than just seamless technologies. It requires skilled leaders and teams who can leverage these technologies and adapt quickly to change. Therefore, supply chain digital transformation requires maturity in a number of areas for all significant parties in the supply chain. Exhibit 1-16 shows how the core model of the orchestrated supply chain maturity level is mostly the same as the prior level, but with more emphasis on security, resilience, for example, building and risk management, value realization, and orchestrating people and processes. Exhibit 1-16, Orchestrated Supply Chain. This is a consistent and systematic supply chain. Participating partners align their business objectives and related processes. Customer requirements receive an integrated response from participating partners using real-time planning and decision-making on supply chain responses. Improvement and change management teams are cross-functional and are both technically and socially skilled. Data has integrity, is secure, and is actually used in decision-making. Technology gaps are resolved to realize end-to-end visibility. Sourcing is right-sized but resilient, quickly adaptable. Product designs are inclusive, and the number of products is right-sized. Transformation processes aim for zero waste for sustainability and efficiency. Monthly sales and operations planning may be replaced by more frequent integrated business planning for consensus demand planning workflows. Artificial intelligence may be used, for example, to add external factors demand sensing. Processes are shared, for example, shared services platforms. Standards and policies are enforced, and automation is common. The digital transformation goes way beyond simple digitization of trade documents or even digitization of control systems such as remote sensors triggering an automated response. The digital transformation takes these advances a step further, such as by ensuring that electronic documentation travels seamlessly among supply partners, trade intermediaries, and customs authorities. Demand data from customers may feed directly into not only finished goods planning, but also raw materials and suppliers' planning systems. Digitalized control systems are moved from being locally controlled to being centrally controlled remotely with a control tower. Data on supply chain inventory and assets is truly real-time, and it feeds directly into decision-making tools and predictive analytics, for example, predictive maintenance scheduling. Things that require little or no human intervention are fully automated. However, before automating, the process itself is reviewed to ensure that it is efficient and is intuitive for end users. Product development is a key beneficiary of data-driven decisions and data analytics, resulting in products designed for the supply chain for sustainability, and so on, and in supply chains that reflect actual customer requirements. Evolved and sophisticated supply chains in the higher stages have network partners with highly integrated and synchronized connectivity that focus more on creating net value than on pure cost minimization. Logistics maturity. In addition to these levels of functional integration, logistics may have increasing levels of maturity in its level of influence over the organization's or supply chain's strategy development processes. From a single organization's strategy development perspective, this maturity level continuum may range from being handed a fully formed organizational strategy with clear directives on how to develop a complementary logistics strategy to being an active team member in both organizational strategy and logistics strategy development. The first thing to determine is which organization is driving the overall strategy. This is the channel master, also called nucleus firm, and it is usually the partner with the most power in the relationship, and or the organization with the most at risk. Logistics strategy development may be reactive if some other partner is the channel master, or proactive if one's own organization is the channel master.